Horse racing, a legal sport, a legal betting sport in India, engulfed with taboo.
It happens every year.
But to Bangalore?
For Bangalore, it is coming after 5 years. Our last Invitation Cup was held in 2012. And as it stands, our next Invitation Cup will be held 6 years later.
It's an interesting logic because it's based on the number of active turf clubs in India.
Yeah, Calcutta first, then Mumbai. Later on, it was Madras. Afterwards, Bangalore. Then Hyderabad. Recently, 2 years back, it is Mysore. Now there are 6 turf authorities.
Karnataka has 2 turf clubs.
Karnataka has 2 turf clubs, 2 race courses and 2 authorities. Only, and the highest number of race days in India is run in Karnataka. Well in excess of 100. We have become experts in doing this.
What does that say about people in Karnataka and their love for horses and betting?
See, for race betting is not something like lottery, I told you.
You told me.
You require to have intelligence also. Therefore, you can consider that the people of Karnataka are more intelligent
than any part of India.
No, I don't want to say any such thing. But unless you are intelligent, you see, you can't make out head or tail.
Sir, I'm very curious about numbers. Please throw some numbers at me. It's the IT capital. People love number crunching. What kind of money are we looking at in 2 days, which is Saturday, Sunday? What kind of money are we looking at?
Entire country, the legal betting is at its peak in Bangalore because of the policies of the government. There is a very famous saying in economics, lesser the rate, more will be the revenue. That really happened in Karnataka. It happened in 1990s, in the mid-90s. The government of Karnataka changed the policy. They were convinced that by reducing the tax, the revenue of the government will go up. At that time, we were paying only 1.9 crores per year to the government. Our club approached them and told, we will pay 50% more next year.
Oh, wow.
Please don't put any tax. Leave it to us. You compound the amount, the total amount you expect from us. We are giving you 50%.
We'll work backward from there.
We will decide how much deduction we should have.
Today, how much does the Bangalore Turf Club give the Karnataka government every year?
From that 1.9 crores in 1995, say 2 crores, now we are paying in the state of Karnataka 200 crores.
Are you serious?
I am very seriously telling you. Yesterday we were going through this 6,000 times increase in turnover or something. I said it's coming to that.
200 crore rupees every year given by the racing authority to the government, Karnataka government.
I'll tell you in simple words. The turnover in Karnataka, legal
turnover, yes,
is 2,500 crores almost between Bangalore and Mysore. It's coming close to that.
Per year?
Per year. And Karnataka government charges 8% tax at Bangalore.
We're not even talking about Mysore included.
Yes, Mysore is a separate issue.
Hmm.
And if at all anywhere in the world, the lowest rate of tax is there, it is in Mysore.
In the world?
In the world probably, because I have seen in the range of 8 to 10%. In Mysore, it is 4%. See, within the same state, there are 2 rates of tax.
Coming back to the numbers, on a daily basis, if someone had to break it down, on a daily basis, the Bangalore Turf Club makes how much money on betting?
Suppose on our Bangalore race day for 8 races on a normal day, our turnover will be 8 to 9 crores. Take this winter meeting, we have got 28 days.
Feb.
Okay, for these 28 days, we may have a turnover of nearly 300 crores.
Sir, you describe yourself as a handicapper.
Right.
What is a handicapper and how many years have you been in racing?
I have been in racing for almost 35 years now.
If it's legal by the government,
yes,
the government has cleared it.
Yes.
Why is there such a taboo around horse racing? People, in fact, I was at the turf club. A lot of people told me, we'd love to talk to you, but not on record. We don't want to be identified with racing.
You see, the problem, unfortunately.
And very senior people who've spent years in the world.
Unfortunately, people don't know that there is more illegal betting on other sports.
Yes.
In this country.
Yes, yes.
As compared to legal betting on horse racing.
But there's a huge taboo, sir.
That is the irony of horse racing. Somehow from the day one, a stigma has been attached to horse racing.
Is it because there's too much money, lots of glamour, a gorgeous animal like a horse, stud farms, extravagant lifestyle?
I'll tell you, probably it is because this is one of the earliest sport on which betting was legalized. I told you.
Yes.
Perhaps this is the first port throughout the world on which betting was
in the
legal.
History of mankind.
In the history of mankind. Therefore, whoever comes first, you will have certain advantages, certain disadvantages.
First mover's advantage and first mover disadvantage. Sure.
The disadvantage here is, because it involves betting, it's people consider it as gambling. Today, nobody talks about, actually there is more gambling on cricket.
Which is illegal by the government.
Which is illegal, even according to the
law
Indian
of the
government,
land.
Law of the land.
Yes.
Whereas it is not illegal in England. Betting on cricket, betting on football is very much legal.
That's nice.